Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Mystic Records Radio. I am your host, Candace D'Andrea, and this is our 4th of July holiday weekend here in the USA. And I tell you, I'm proud to be an American. 21st Century News.
Thank you. just found something out. You guys are all going to be on an album. This is going to be an Aggression live album at CDGB's. And you're the star! We're going to play a new song now called The Keeper.
Aggression. And you know, we do have a new album coming out with the Bedlam Royals, and it's featuring all your favorite new Mystic bands and a couple of the old ones, and it will be here very soon. Keep your eyes on the website, mysticrecordshq.com. We'll see you there.
Go!
Fall out! Fall out!
Okay, that was A-Frame, and before that we had Bleed with Fallout. And I would like to give a shout-out to our artist in the band Bleed, Andy Turner. I hope you're having a good evening. And he's the lead singer for the band Bleed. And their album is coming up here really quick with the new compilation album, Bedlam Royals. Okay, so let's turn it up to some American hardcore. All the way, baby.
Judge of judgment! Fear of death, not dead and dead! We must stand on the dead! Forget the dead day we stand! We, the uncertainty! We're gonna unblock your red! We'll stop dead and dead! We join you! The craft, every show! We're the kids, we are you! They push the doom round! They push what's all down! We can just paint our nap!
Okay, here's one of my favorite Bleed songs, Shit for Brains. in Black up next, another one of Dave's.
Yeah.
Magazine Murder, Death on the Radio.
Censorship is American! Also, what if they say fuck on TV? There's bigger issues anyway! Freedom of speech, freedom of religion! Freedom of press is guaranteed in the Constitution under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution!
Censorship is un-American. And I'm proud to be an American. This is our 4th of July celebration of freedom from England, freedom from King George. Freedom to do what we want. Look how we've screwed it up. No. Not we. I'm not included in that because I do not believe I've done anything to screw up this country. If anything, I've helped to reinstall constitutional rights, you know. I had neighbors who used to lock me out of my driveway, and when I had it surveyed by a court order because they sued me, it came out to be my driveway and not theirs. So any kind of censorship, whether it's verbal or physical, doesn't matter. It's un-American. Right? Well, for the longest time, I didn't know what he was saying. I just assumed the typical, you know. And when I put in the lyrics after, preserving the Mystic Catalog, I entered in lyrics of different songs as I got to them. And he says, they're all frickin' piggers. Pig, pig, pig. Oink, oink, oink. Piggers, piggers, piggers. They're all frickin' piggers. I wonder what El Duce has to say about that. Eldon?
Listen, everybody, you must understand. It's happening outside the Cafe Grand. Beer's too expensive and you're poor. Go head down to the liquor store.
Better listen now. Are you going to be in a cell? In the police hotel.
Buy a torpedo of Colt 45. The dinosaur fuel will keep you alive. Then head back to the parking lot and smoke a skinhead drinking gut rot. Kick your butt, they don't like your hair.
Yeah.
Crankshaft with Lino Lousy singing. And, of course, Dave Anger wrote the song, and he's on guitar there. And here is his new version of Crankshaft. We call it Dave Anger's Crankshaft, Army of the Dead. Got
We'll be right back.
Well, we plan on having plenty of fun this 4th of July holiday weekend. And that was Scott Rudinsky with the band Scared Straight.
I want some beer. I want.
Humanizers off of their Hollywood album. Kind of a creepy song. He's not my president. That's what they're saying all over the news.
We're gonna have a party.
Animals.
Gonna get rowdy tonight.
Animals.
Girlfriend's at home, so wanna bring her along. I'm a pirate tonight.
Animals.
Going out with the boys. Don't need no drugs to slow us down. No time to waste. I'm gonna give me.
Forget to play by the rules, because it's the devil's duel.
I was shooting a game of 8-ball with the devil one day down at the VFW. He said, I could bring your true love back if you'd care to play. I said, but if I lose, what do I owe you? Only your soul. Only your soul. He said you won't owe me nothing but your soul. So I said, rack 'em, scratch, you see, I ain't got nothing to lose. Of the quarters in the slide. showed off, it was getting pretty hot. He was down to his last shot, but I had four still in the way. Tried a three bank, but that sucker missed. I started shooting like I never shot before that day. I was hustling the devil, he was pissed. Then I called the eight ball, two bank to the side. Scratch nodded, but he did not grin. So I said a little prayer and sent that eight ball for a ride. He stomped the floor and cussed as it dropped in. I took a swig of beer and smiled. I said, Scratch, we had a deal. He laughed and said, you are a fool. She ain't never coming back to you, and now your fate is sealed. You see, the devil, he don't play by the rules. Then he laughed an icy laugh and said, you may have won this round, but I'll be coming for you, boy, in time. And I'll have the final laugh when my dogs come and drag you down, 'cause your sorry ass is already mine. And there's no one here to save me. Daniel Webster's dead and gone, so I'm killing time until the day. She left me long ago and she ain't never coming back. Nothing left for me here anyway. So write it on my tombstone, put it on my grave. He kicked the devil's ass.
Colbertson in his bluegrass revival band. I love it, you know. Violin fits in with punk rock quite well, too. I mean, look at Death on the Radio with Maxine Murder, you know. Good stuff there. Okay, up next, since we just had our date with the devil, it's time for a preacher's confession. Flower Leopard. Confess thy sins. Sin no more. Walk with the newness of life. Okay, that was Bill Heston and Bad Boys. Before that, we had Dave Levine on vocals with THB's Die Heimin Blau. Ghetto burgers, those little tiny cheeseburgers and hamburgers that were like 35 cents and 25 cents back in the 60s. So it was cool because when I was going to college, I had two kids to raise as a recent widow. And I found it really cool because the kids and I could go get a whole big bag of like 10 burgers for $3. And it was on. We had a lot of fun. We certainly did. Okay, so that song was What You Doing to Me, Losers? No losers allowed. This is only for winners, and we're all winners. You're a winner, you're a winner, and you're a winner, and you're a winner too. Thank you for all those likes on my Facebook page, guys, girls. Woo-hoo. Facebook.
Selfie.
Selfie.
Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your whiny problems. I don't give a shit about what you ate. I don't care about political taste. I don't care about your dead grandma. Bitch, you're wrong when you get chihuahua. I don't wanna know about your malady. Don't post pictures of the food you eat. I don't give a shit about who you're with. They suck like you. Call me a dick. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fucking friends. Thumbs up for your whiny problems. My posts fly over your head. You
about your ugly acting. You're not sick, but it's another to fuck. You're not that funny, your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friends, your connections, your new relationship. It's my sloppy second. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your wife and problems. My post, fly over your head. You dream red. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. And the fuck yourself.
Oh my.
It's the man.
in my generation, we have 5 generations of punk rockers. Now, if you start with the godfather of punk rock or the papa of punk rock, whatever you want to call Doug Moody, he's the founder of Mystic Records, and he's 94 years old. And he's the only person who was willing to put punk rock on the map. He took a chance on unknown artists, on an unknown genre that was just forming in the late 70s and 80s. And I don't know who came up with the name punk rock, but we were there, a lot of us, from the very beginning. You know, I had a transistor radio glued to my ear at 7 years old when I was given a transistor radio, and they ran on a battery, in case those of you don't know what a transistor radio is. I'm from a different generation. So anyway, you have Doug's generation 1, my generation 2. My children grew up with punk rock. Oh, it's so funny. I have this playpen set of couches and armchairs and things that all connect. And we would make a pit in the front room listening to, like, TSOL. Code Blue would come on and we'd shove each other on the couch. It was really funny. So that's 3 generations. My kids have kids who are growing up with all types of music. So there's 4 generations. And my grandkids have 3 kids so far. So that makes 5 generations of punk rock music in my family alone. We can all consider Doug family.
My mind is all like that. And all my friends are burned. There must be due to our drugs. So as I buy from Wicca Thugs, I'm all ready to fight more. I drop it all upon the floor. There's nothing, that's my name, but I need more to keep me safe. Confusion really wrecks me, and I think I'll go get drunk instead. Last time I died at corner bar, come back, please don't watch my car. Nothing left for me to do but try and get a ride home with you.
Song or less, you can send your submissions to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at mysticrecordshq.com. Gotta think positive. You never know.
Yeah!
Yeah, we have the Red, White, and Blue No Effect Special going on right now. $35, free shipping, USA. Check it out. Be posting it on our Facebook page as well. So, like I said, if you have any submissions for one-minute songs, let us know. Hey, you know, I've got an idea moving on. Let's call our punk rock papa and see what he's doing on this 94th year of his gracing the stage. Punk rock papa, are you there? Hello? Hello? I wonder if I should play a song while we're waiting. Eh.
Thank you for calling. The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a message at the tone.
Doug Moody, this is all of your kids from Mystic Records saying, hello, we love you, we miss you, and we're going to play one of your one-minute songs, Penis Youth. Don't forget, you can send your submissions to mysticrecordshq.com or our Facebook page, and we'll check it out. We're looking to do another 40 bands LP just for Doug Moody because he's our papa, and we love him.
Party or go home!
That's right, party or go home. Protest, you know, because they're not being heard. And if people would just go back to a simpler way of life, we wouldn't have all this madness in the city. ¶¶
sent for me. Didn't come with any satisfaction guarantee. I returned them to the sender and the notice I should read. I love to hate you. I love to hate you. I love to hate you. Satisfaction guarantee. I return them to the sender. No text will read. I love to hate you. I love to hate you. And the letters that you sent for me didn't come with any satisfaction guarantee. I return them to the sender. No text will read. I love to hate you. I love to hate you.
Well, happy 4th of July, things. You know, let's party like it's 1776. Let the freedom ring. Young, wild, and free. Land that I love. Let's party like it's 1776. Woohoo! Well, the clothing women wore in 1776, makes my butt hurt just thinking about how did they sit with those great big...
Ah!
right, in their song Clatou. The guy who wrote it, Vincent Pizarro, says that's his favorite song that he's ever written. Okay, so the average American has only visited 5 of these famous places in the United States. So how many have you visited? Statue of Liberty, not me. Grand Canyon, yes, there's one for me. Walt Disney World, no, but I've been to Walt Disneyland in California. It was before Disney World, so that should count as 2. Zion National Park, don't even know where it's at. Space Needle, yes, I've been there. In the 60s, it cost $1 to ride up to the top. The Hollywood sign, yes, I've been there. Las Vegas Strip, yes, I've been there. There's 5. Times Square, no. Yellowstone, yes, I've been there. Everglades, no. Pikes Peak, no. Chicago River, no. Washington Monument, nope, not been there. Mount Rushmore, not been there. Golden Gate, yes, that's 6 for me. Riverwalk, no. Niagara Falls, no. Mall of America, no. Gateway Arch, I've seen pictures of it, no. Empire State Building, nada. Road to Hannah, don't know where the Road to Hannah is, but Fort Sumter, yes, that makes 7. The Alamo, unfortunately, no. Wright Brothers Memorial, nope. The White House, nope. Yosemite, yes, there's 8 for me. Liberty Bell, no. Central Park, no. South Beach, no. Arlington Cemetery, no. St. Augustine, no. Ah, Lake Tahoe, yes, that makes 9. And Alcatraz, 10. Woohoo! I doubled the odds of places I've been in the USA. Okay, so that's pretty good. Thank you for that. Okay, and let me see. Well, we've got like 15 minutes left to the show. True love, insulins. You know, I've got a whole bunch of first pressing insulins in different colored vinyl that just came out up from Doug Moody. And I posted them on the mysticrecordshq.com website. So if you want one of these babies, these are the last. There are no more. Got to make room for the new. We'll be right back. off the Spout Off album that I have right now. They're Super 7 Records, and that was True Love. Okay, so here's another Insolence back-to-back, Frustrated.
Thank you.
have a public service announcement. We stand by the right. We stand by the true. We live, we die for the red, white, and blue. Stay fly on the 4th of July. Have a Yankee Doodle Day. Bold stripes, stars, and brave hearts forever. For tuning in, and we'll see you next time, and have a happy 4th of July wherever you are in the world.